Rule number 16. Don't be a braggart. The moving truck showed up really early the next day. So early that Mom and Dad weren't even out of bed yet. And there was enough swearing that we got $5 more for Marvin's trip to the groomers. So I woke up to the sound of the moving men honking their horn and Mom and Dad swearing. I jumped out of bed and got dressed real fast because I knew there was a lot to do. Mark was very impressed by the moving truck, which he said was an 18-wheeler. Kevin pointed out that the moving men wore special belts. Dad said this was to keep them from getting hernias when they lifted heavy things. We asked what a hernia is, and Dad said it's when your stomach explodes. Kevin said he'd like to see that, and I agreed. So we sat on the steps for a while, hoping to see one of the moving men's stomachs explode. That's when Mom got the idea to send all us kids to spend the rest of the day with Uncle Jay at his apartment, where we'd be out of the way. "No junk food for lunch, please," Mom instructed Uncle Jay when he arrived to pick us up, giving him a $20 bill. "Something semi-healthy, like pizza and breadsticks." "Sure," Uncle Jay said, slipping the 20 in his pocket. "I hear you." As soon as we got to Uncle Jay's, he went, "Who's up for Hot Pockets?" We were all up for Hot Pockets, of course. We always like staying at Uncle Jay's because he lets us have a whole can of Coke each, instead of making us share one in glasses. Also, he has a television that is almost as big as my bed. He doesn't have much else in his apartment, except for a futon couch. But the TV more than makes up for it. When we watch cartoons on it, it's like we're actually there under the sea with SpongeBob. The first thing I did when I got to Uncle Jay's was check on Wang Ba. The turtle was living in the bathtub in Uncle Jay's roommate's bathroom. Only Uncle Jay doesn't have a roommate anymore because he says roommates stifle his creativity. Uncle Jay had made it all nice in the bathtub for Wang Ba, with rocks for him to climb on and some plants and plenty of water to swim around in. It was like Wang Ba's own private pond. It's hard to tell if a turtle is happy or not, but I have to say, Wang Ba looked pretty happy. I mean, for a turtle. He didn't smell as bad as he had before, for one thing. "Why so glum, chum?" Uncle Jay wanted to know, leaning in the doorway with my ham and cheese hot pocket on a plate for me in one hand and a full can of Coke in the other. "Oh," I said, "I guess I'd looked sad. I got in trouble at school on Friday for starting a cupcake fight."
"Awesome," Uncle Jay said.
"Not awesome," I said, taking my hot pocket and Coke. "Now Mom says I can't have a kitten."
"Obviously, your parents are unaware of your unique status in the community as an animal rights activist," Uncle Jay said. "Anyway, Allie, I'm sure if you cool it for a few days and try to help around the house and stuff, your mom will come around. She always does."
"I don't know," I said. "She was pretty mad."
"Well," Uncle Jay said, "I realize he's no kitten, but you'll always have Wang Ba."
I looked down at the Lung Chung turtle, and I remembered how the other night I'd planned on running away to come live with Uncle Jay. Being here in the daytime made me realize I was kind of glad I hadn't. I love Uncle Jay and stuff, but his hot pockets were kind of cold in the middle. After 4 hours of the Cartoon Network and about 3 more of video games, Mom and Dad finally called to say the movers were gone and Uncle Jay could bring us to the new house. So we got into the car and he drove us over. It was dark by the time we pulled into the driveway, but for the first time ever, there were lights on in the windows of the new house. And I have to admit, it didn't look nearly as scary as it usually did. In fact, it looked kind of, well, homey. And okay, Mom and Dad hadn't had time to put curtains up anywhere but in our rooms or anything. And inside, hardly any of the boxes had been unpacked, and almost none of the furniture was where it was really supposed to go, because the movers had kind of just dropped it all off and left. But with our stuff inside, the new house looked like, well, it looked like home. And upstairs in my new room, Dad had put up my canopy bed,
and my shelves were on the walls, and my clothes were in my closet, and my books were where they were supposed to be. And with the lamp shining on my bedside table and my lace curtains blocking out the dark, it still looked like the nicest room in the whole world. And after I'd hidden my book of rules where it belonged, under the slats beneath the bed, I realized it really was the nicest room in the whole world. And okay, the bathroom across the hall still needed some work. The tiles on the floor were super cold, and the water that came out of the sink was brown at first from no one having used it in so long. And yeah, the attic door still looked creepy up there with that cord hanging down from it. But the new house, I was starting to realize, wasn't so bad. Especially when, as I was getting ready for bed, I heard Mark and Kevin going through the heating grate between their two rooms.
"Houston, this is the space shuttle. Are you there, Houston? Over." "Space shuttle, this is Houston. We read you. Over."
"Well, honey," Mom said, coming into my room to check on me as I was getting under the covers. "Is everything okay?" "Everything's okay, Mom," I said. And I didn't just mean the room, even though she did.
"Really?" she wanted to know. "You can tell me if something's wrong, you know, Allie. It won't hurt my feelings."
"Nothing's wrong," I said. And I kind of was surprised to find that Uncle Jay was right. I wasn't pretending anymore. Everything really was fine. I mean, there'd be school to get through next week. My first week as the new girl, in a new class, with all new people to get to know. But I'd deal with that later. Right now, everything was good. Well, almost everything.
"Well, that's good to know," Mom said, tucking me in. "I meant to tell you something, but in all the excitement of moving day, I forgot. I got a call today from Brittany Hauser's mother."
Uh-oh. Had the chemicals in the Kroger cupcake I mashed in Brittany's face caused some kind of permanent damage?
"Don't worry," Mom said. "It wasn't about the cupcake fight. It was about Lady Serena Archibald."
Oh, no. I don't know why, but I thought this could only be bad news. I chewed my bottom lip. Something bad had happened. Something bad to do with my letting Lady Serena out. "What happened?" I asked, dreading Mom's answer.
"Well," Mom said.
She seemed to be having trouble holding back a smile.
"It seems that when you let Lady Serena Archibald out..."
"I knew it."
"She met a gentleman cat. And now she's going to have kittens."
I gasped. Wait, this was good news. She is?
"Yes, and since they don't know who the father cat is, the chances are extremely unlikely that they're going to be purebred Persian kittens. So Mrs. Hauser will be giving away Lady Serena Archibald's kittens for free. And she wanted me to make sure that I let you know that you are going to have first pick of the litter when they're born in a few weeks."
I was so excited, I jumped up from under the covers. Then I remembered what Mom had said on Friday in the principal's office. "But wait," I said. "You told me I can't have a kitten anymore."
"Well," Mom said, "your father and I talked it over. And because you've been so good about moving, for the most part, we changed our minds. You can have a kitten after all."
I screamed so loud, Mom had to put her hands over her ears. "You mean I get to have one of Lady Serena Archibald's kittens?"
"Not if you don't stop screaming like that," Mom said, lowering her hands. "But yes, I guess you do. First pick."
I threw my arms around Mom's neck and gave her a big hug. I was so happy. I was almost crying. I couldn't believe it. I was going to get a kitten after all. And not just any kitten, but a kitten from the most beautiful mom cat of all time, Lady Serena Archibald. Musy was going to be the best cat ever.
"Okay," Mom said, laughing as I kept on hugging her. "Go to sleep now, if you can. We have a lot of unpacking to do tomorrow."
I snuggled down under the covers. "I can't wait to tell Erica," I said sleepily. "I'm going to run over first thing in the morning."
"After breakfast," Mom said.
Okay, I said, but right after that.
But don't tell her in a braggy way, Mom said, because no one likes a braggart.
What's a braggart? I asked.
Someone who brags a lot, Mom said.
Like Brittany Houser? She's always going on about how, for her 10th birthday, her mom is going to rent a limo and take all the girls in the class to the Build-A-Bear store, and every girl is going to get to build her own bear, then go to Pizza Hut to have individual pizzas, then take the limo home. Brittany had also pointed out I wouldn't be invited to do any of this.
Exactly like that, Mom said. That is a good example of a braggart. Don't be like that.
She flicked off my bedside lamp.
Now go to sleep, Allie.
But as soon as I heard the steps stop creaking, which meant that Mom was all the way downstairs and was another good thing about this new house I was discovering, you always knew when a parent was coming up or going down the stairs. I turned my bedside lamp on again and got out my notebook from under the bed. Then I wrote down, "Nobody likes a braggart," in my book of rules. It was my first rule for the new house. I had a feeling I was going to learn a lot of good rules in this house. Then I closed my book, hid it beneath the bed, got back under the covers, turned out my light, and closed my eyes. Because Mom was right. I had a lot to do tomorrow.